As of this writing, the Timmins-Montana's Lynx will need a win in their final round-robin game and some help from other games results to qualify for the playoff round at the Little League Minor Championship. Regardless of the outcome, the Lynx have accorded themselves very well and have played hard with a never-quit attitude. They can be proud of their efforts and representing Timmins with polish and dedication. Hopefully, today opens the door for the Lynx to advance. The game is at 6 p.m. at D&R Field at the Mountjoy Historical Conservation Area, Participark, in Timmins. Not too long ago, the BCHL, British Columbia's Junior A Circuit, broke away from Hockey Canada. The break comes from a desire from the BCHL to be able to recruit and sign 16 and 17-year-olds from across Canada. That is in direct contravention of Hockey Canada rules. In response, BC Hockey has elevated its three junior B leagues to the Junior A level. The new league would see BC Hockey's plan returning a Hockey Canada-approved program to the province. More to come. Like a lot of people, I was stunned to watch Canada be eliminated from the Women's World Cup. But that is why you play the games. This year's edition has provided a number of shocking and unexpected results, which as a fan I love. There has been no shortage of exciting games to watch on a daily basis. Well, maybe nightly, shall we say. The Hlinka Gretzky U18 Cup is well underway in Czechia. Everybody seems to be beating everybody, but things should settle down quickly, despite losing 9-6 to Finland in their first game. I think Canada is still the team to beat. Stumbling out the gate in these types of tournaments is nothing new for a lot of Team Canada renditions. As usual, TSN is providing excellent coverage of the games for hockey nuts needing a place to watch the best sport in the world. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.